Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The folks in the Kentucky State Fair Entry Department this week are as busy as ants on a sugar daddy. And just in case you missed the July 1st deadline for general entries, you have until this Thursday.
It's not too late. You can go online to the Kentucky State Fair website, www.kystatefair.org, and enter our general entries online with a late fee. Or you can send us an entry form, but we will need that to be in our office by the 10th of July.
That late fee is $15, but would cover all entry categories in a given department. Entry manager Alice Hayes says folks take a lot of pride with their submissions.
They do. They're competitive. They want to have a ribbon. They want to be able to see their stuff on display at the fair and show their friends and family or let them know they've got it out here. It's a big deal to a lot of people.
If entries stay on pace, they'll have about 25,000. From photography to quilts. On the farm side, State Fair ribbon wins are often used for sales promotion and advertising.
Also, the fair can be kind of a marketplace for them. People come out and look at their livestock, and there may be some sales that go on, private treaty, but it's definitely a win-win situation for a lot of our livestock producers.
The State Fair this year runs August 14th through the 24th. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit MidAmerica, we know that borrowing to build your dream home isn't always as easy as it should be. With a Farm Credit construction loan, you can build your home, then live in it, all with the same loan. To learn more about how Farm Credit can simplify your rural home construction, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
We're back with State Fair Entry Manager Alice Hayes, who says she thinks they will hit the 25,000 mark in entries and will know for sure in a few days. As to which areas are most popular, she says, really, interest in all of them is pretty strong.
Our culinary entries are always big. A lot of people like to see if they've got what it takes to win a blue ribbon there. Textiles, people always are entering a lot there. And fine arts and crafts, there's a lot of interest there. That's where our photography is, and people bring out their photos and have them on display.
From the brilliant colors of the fish in their tanks to figuring out which in the hive is the queen bee, visitors truly enjoy seeing all there is. Again this year, they'll have the largest pumpkin contest.
We do, and that is a fun one. People like to see how much that pumpkin's going to weigh, and we've been doing pretty good about getting it over 1,000 pounds.
Learn more online at kystatefair.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.